This is Will's Band of the Week for October 27th, 2013. Hello and welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, along with Grant, live in studio.
Hello.
And we're really not around as of the time that you think we're recording this, we are unavailable to record this, right?
Yeah.
So we're recording it a little bit early, so that means we can't have any topical music news, right?
Right, yeah.
Unless you have news that's so obscure that it won't come out into the mainstream till a week from now, and then it'll be perfectly topical.
That should be like direct from the source or something, which is none of our news.
Hey, you know what you should tell us about?
What?
That show you went to at that house.
Okay.
Yeah. See, so Grant, he's so cutting edge that this show came to Madison, and it said it's at the basement, right? That's what the venue was called. And didn't you have to like send them a message to get the address or something?
Yeah, it was a house show. Yeah, I got the address from the Facebook event people, and it was a pretty good show.
Cool. Who was it? Who played?
The band Grooms and Fire Retarded, which is like a local garage rock thing, and Apollo Vermouth, which is... an ambient artist from Milwaukee that I really like.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, and you had told me about Grooms like a month ago. And yeah, so they came all the way from New York.
Yeah.
And they played at a house in Madison.
They played like in Milwaukee, then in Madison, then Milwaukee again, I think.
Were the Milwaukee shows house style shows?
They're at this experimental like studio venue place called the Bog Ward. I've never been there, but apparently it's cool.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
So it sounded like it was a true indie event, right?
Yeah.
And was it just like somebody's house?
Yeah, pretty much. It was somebody's attic, not actually the basement, even though it was called that. And it was just in somebody's attic, and they had a lot of decorations and Christmas lights up because it was a 1 or 2 year anniversary of the first Fire Retarded show. So those guys were basically hosting it. I think it was one of their friends' houses.
Oh, okay. I remember you showing me a video of that. What's that super loud band with the guitar drums and they go totally nuts?
A Hussy?
No, the band, blanking what? Out on it. You know, that band that's really loud that has like bass amps. Like,
Strangers?
They have like bass amps stacked to the ceiling, and the guy pounds like crazy on the drums, and all the people are kind of standing around them. And there was a video you showed me.
I have no idea what you're referring to. Okay. Is it like one of those shoegaze bands?
No, it's like a noise rock band. Here, I'm going to pause it, and then we're going to come up with it. We came up with it. Lightning Bolt.
Yeah.
So remember we were watching that video
and
they were playing
the documentary.
Like, yeah, they were playing like in somebody's kitchen.
Yeah.
The guy had bass amps stacked like they were as big as like the refrigerator.
Yeah. Well, it was higher than that probably.
Yeah. Oh, that was crazy. So I was wondering if this was anything like that.
Yeah. It wasn't actually that loud. I don't know. For me it was like my ears weren't even ringing or anything.
You told me that you sometimes play louder in the basement than guys were playing. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I guess there's a part of me that thinks that's actually okay, you know? You didn't get your ears blasted out completely.
Mm-hmm.
So, but that's pretty cool. That, you know, I've heard of, I don't know, you know, maybe this kind of thing has been, you know, going on for a while, and I'm just not in the loop of it, you know?
Yeah.
Or is it sort of a new trend, do you think?
It's been going on for a while, probably. There's always been shows, but you have to be in the right community to hear them. It's not really a music-based thing as much as I think they're just a group of friends and just people that know each other that all sort of like the same thing.
Yeah, because you don't really have to, now that you have like bands with Facebook pages, they could be playing anywhere and they could just tell the people who have liked them on Facebook, hey, we're going to be at this whatever.
Mm.
It doesn't have to be an official sanctioned event, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I guess that's our music news. We'll call that music news.
Sure.
You going to a show is news.
All right.
Yeah. So you've got a bunch of music to tell us about. Some of it I have listened to and some of it I haven't. And we thought this would be a good time to get the listeners caught up on some cool cutting edge stuff recommended by Grant.
All right.
So why don't we talk about this band called Faux Fur? Because you told me about them and I listened to them and I thought it was pretty good. And they are from where? Vancouver?
They're
Calgary?
From Calgary, yeah.
And the tie-in with the band that we've heard of is that the drummer younger brother of the two guitarists from the band Women.
I think it's the bassist and the guitarist from the band Women.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
They were brothers,
mm-hmm.
the now defunct but band that we liked called Women.
Yep.
And, okay, so that guy is in this band. And then isn't the leader of the band like 17 or something?
Yeah, the leader of the band is this 17-year-old guy named John Sebastian Odette, I think. That's, I guess, an Americanized way of saying his name. But he's in like a bunch of different Calgary bands spanning a lot of different genres. And I guess people think it's impressive that he's like 17 and involved in all these different musical projects. So it's sort of, I think it's him and some guy from his high school or something, or just like an older friend, and then they added the drummer later on.
And I think that this band kind of sounds like the band Women.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Yep.
So we should play some, right?
Yes.
So this is on Bandcamp.
For free.
And it's also on Spotify. So it's all over the place already.
Yeah.
But we're on the cutting edge here because it hasn't gotten any kind of publicity, really.
It's not on a label or anything, and most of the press it's gotten is just from like local stuff. So you have to know about the band Women to know about this band, probably.
Yeah. So it's a self-titled album called Faux Fur. So what are we going to play?
Let's start with track 2, Rough Palms.
Faux Fur.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cool. I like a lot of the songs in the middle. I like that one, too. I like a lot of them.
Me too.
Most of them. So I'm going to pick one in the middle. Let's see. I'm going to go with track 4, Stoop.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I immediately thought of the band Women when I listened to this, and then you pointed out a comparison that I really agree with.
On this track, it sounds, there's definitely some similarities to Deer Hunter, just with the drum and bass, a lot of that, and even a little bit the vocals, maybe not on that one, but...
And definitely the clean recording, mm-hmm. along with the, some, you know, kind of a combination of some discordant type stuff, and then mm-hmm. and then it'll turn kind of catchy, uh-huh. and it'll go back to discordant again. It's kind of a cool thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we should play one more. So what should it be?
Do you want to go with the faster, slower track?
Whatever you think the listeners need to hear.
Okay, I think the listeners need to hear the song Discoloration.
Faux fur.
Yeah. I think they do, they pull off the faster stuff and the slower stuff pretty well. And they do that, I don't know, there's something about the way the chords sound that are like really unconventional or something that really just like, that plus like the sort of trebly Telecaster guitar sound really evokes the band Women a lot in a really good way.
Yeah. Which is cool because... We've been missing the band Women, right?
Yeah.
So it's about time mm-hmm. somebody carried the torch.
Yeah.
Right. I wonder what they'll sound like if they get a, you know, like a bigger production, like a, you know, mm-hmm. a budget for a bigger studio or something. It'll be interesting. So it seems like a band that's going to go for a while, you'd think.
Yeah, I hope so.
I mean, we discovered them, but, you know, we, you've heard it. Here well before Pitchfork even they got in the radar, so remember that. Okay, people need to remember that. All right, should we go to the next band? Why don't we go to the most well-known band that has the EP out?
All right, Parquet Courts,
that's the band. Yep. And you pre-ordered this thing on cassette, right?
No, I pre-ordered the vinyl. And I got a mixtape from the band because I pre-ordered it. That has a bunch of like bands that they're touring with and a lot of bands on the record label Dull Tools that's run by Andrew Savage.
So that was the cassette was the mixtape, and you got it on the EP on vinyl.
Yeah, the band Yuppies was on that mixtape, and I sort of got into them through that.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. So I only just sort of scanned this, but I didn't really listen to it much. So, but I liked the album from earlier this year. And of course, we saw them at the Pitchfork Festival in the summer, and they were good. So the EP, this is five songs, and it's called Tally All the Things That You Broke.
Yeah.
So there's pandemonium going on outside Fourth Bedroom Studios. I wonder if the listeners can hear that. It's crazy out there. All right, what are we going to play?
Let's play the first song, You've Got Me Wondering Now.
I would say that captures the Parquet Courts sound.
Yeah.
Pretty well. I think they played that when we saw them.
Yeah, they probably did.
Yep.
Pitchfork. Yep.
Catchy song.
Okay.
So we should play another one, right?
Yeah. All right. Let's go from the first song on this EP to the last song. He's Seeing Paths.
We'll be right back.
Now that's really different for parquet courts.
Yeah. Someone said it sounded like Beck, and there's kind of hip-hoppy spoken word vocals type stuff going on.
It's funny you say that, because I actually was thinking that. It sounds kind of like Beck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Remember the guy when we saw him, and okay. I said, the guy looks like Beck? The guy from Parquet Courts.
Which one?
The guy on the far right. The blonde-haired guy.
Yeah.
We saw him at before the band played.
Yeah.
At the Pitchfork Festival, and I said, I wonder if that guy's in one of the bands. He looks sort of familiar. And then I said he sort of looks like Beck.
Yeah.
You know, all kinds of Beck connections here. So, what would you say overall? Is this good?
Yeah, I like it a lot. I haven't... This might be the least I've listened to, like, out of everything on this podcast that we're going to do. But I suggest it, definitely.
I wonder if they'll... It's kind of... I kind of like the fact that they're... branching out a little bit.
Yeah.
Like their next album will probably be pretty interesting.
Yep.
Because they can't just do those straight power pop things all the time. They can keep have a few of those and then they got to mix it up a little. Right.
Right.
Yeah. Cool. Very good. All right. Let's see. You've got two more bands to tell us about. Let's go to this one right here.
All right. This is a band from Vancouver called Cascadia. And I basically found them through the band Weed. Because they're on the same, not on the same record label, but they tour together. And I think that one of the guys in Weed probably does a lot of work at that record label or something.
I like the tags here. This is on Bandcamp. Did we say who this band is yet?
Cascadia. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Tags. Alternative grunge pop sad gaze shoegaze sludge Vancouver.
Yeah.
I like that.
Those are pretty good tags, I think.
Sad gaze. Never heard that before.
Mm.
And with a little sludge mixed in.
Yep.
Got to like that. So, yeah. Now, this is from March. It came out in March.
Yeah.
And it's four songs. And it's called the Level Trust EP. So, what have these guys got going on? They're going to have a full-length album?
They've had, I guess a cassette and maybe one other full-length album, but I think most of it is either kind of lo-fi, self-recorded sounding, and from sampling the other stuff, this is definitely my favorite thing of theirs that they've released so far.
Yeah, I thought it sounded promising too. So, what should we play?
Let's start off with track two, Yours.
We'll be right back.
Cascadia.
Yeah. They're kind of like, I don't know, grungier, sludgier My Bloody Valentine sometimes.
Yeah, it sounds reasonable.
Yeah, I really like what they're doing.
And this is a 7-inch vinyl. You can get it from Cruising USA. That's the label, I assume.
Yep.
And
Canadian label called Cruising USA.
Good, that's good. And you can listen to it on Bandcamp. Just go to cascadia.bandcamp.com. You'll find it. The Level Trust EP. So let's play one more.
All right, let's play the last song ever.
Cascadia, another band to watch out for, right?
Yeah.
And people will say, I heard that band on Will's Band of the Week.
Yeah. Tastemakers.
Yep. That's what we are. All right. You might think, you know, three bands, that's all they've got, but not us.
No.
There's more, right?
Right.
Yep. You've got one more band you're going to tell us about. Another band on Bandcamp. Now, we can't get this one on Spotify, so... go to Bandcamp to find this one, too. Haunted Horses. And, you told me about these guys, and I haven't listened to this too much, other than I figured out that it's kind of gloom, right?
Yeah. It's sort of, they call themselves, like, industrial punk from Seattle, and...
We've got a Northwest theme here, don't we?
And, I think they did a sort of like Kickstarter type thing to put out an LP for this. So I think they are going to be releasing it on vinyl in the near future. And you can get it. You can buy the digital files on their Bandcamp site.
Yep. And it's a 9-track album. Haunted Horses. It's called Watcher. So what are we going to play?
All right. Let's just get into the good stuff. The first three songs are all basically one song. But I think they just stretch it out among three, because there's sort of like three sections to a bigger song. So I'm going to play the second song, or arguably the second section of the first song, called Geisha.
That's pretty intense.
Yeah.
They've got the tags, too. I like this. Punk, exorcism, haunted horses, industrial punk, new album. Think if you, that means if you search the internet for new album, you'd get this.
Yeah, right? Good.
Post-apocalyptic satanic space jams. So would people be concerned if I told them that my son is listening to satanic space jams?
Probably not.
I think they'd be tame. I think they'd be concerned.
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know. You're listening to them too.
That's true. Yeah. Well, that just means I'm a bad dad, right?
Is it the 20th today?
It is.
Playing in Milwaukee.
Yep.
Want to go?
I don't think we can make it.
Why not?
Well, we have other things we're doing. Yeah, we're recording this on, now we're divulging, we're recording this October 20th, and they're playing in Milwaukee tonight.
We should go.
All right, what else are we going to play?
let's play Luminance.
Haunted Horses.
Yeah.
Yeah. They sound like a band that would have haunted in their name. It's like a haunting sound.
Yeah, they're kind of spooky.
Yep. So we could be done, or we could have yet another band. You mentioned.
True.
You mentioned off.
Well, I mentioned them on the
off
podcast.
Off the record.
I mentioned them in reference to Parquet Courts, too.
Oh, yeah, you did. You did. Yeah. So remind me, what is this band?
Yuppies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I sampled them a little bit earlier. Mm-hmm. So I think they're on Spotify.
Yeah. They're on the record label Dull Tools that Parquet Courts is on. And they do sound a little similar to Parquet Courts.
I found it on Spotify. Yuppies. Self-titled, and it has this really cheap-looking cover, like somebody drew a picture of a car. That's it.
Yeah.
A little black
pretty
and
cool.
White pencil sketch or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Let's play some.
All right.
Do you know it well enough?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to do the same thing I did with Haunted Horses and like skipped the second part of a 2-part track, but I can guarantee you, you'll enjoy it more if you listen to the whole thing together, but we're just going to sample the second part. So.
Okay.
A Ride, which is the second track.
All right, we're going for a ride, whether you like it or not. Grab your things, collect your thoughts, we're going for a ride, all right, all right.
Yeah, definitely a parquet quartz similarity.
They're a little more noisy and chaotic at times, and they do change things up. They have a slow song that sounds like a like Swans with just guitar. One song sounds pretty cool.
Hmm. And I just looked it up. They're from Omaha, Nebraska.
Yeah.
So how many bands from Nebraska are there?
Like two, probably.
Connor Oberst,
which ones, though. Yeah.
Connor Oberst and his band Bright Eyes from Omaha.
Yeah.
I'm sure we're missing a few, but there aren't that many.
Yeah. It's not really. It's probably not a huge Omaha music scene.
There should be bands from Lincoln.
Yeah, maybe.
Big college town.
Maybe.
You'd think so. Come on, big college town has to have bands.
Yeah.
So let's play another one.
All right. Let's do track 4, Easy Nights.
Yuppies.
Yeah.
Self-titled album. Full album. 11 songs. That means we can play one more.
All right.
Right? 3 out of 11? That's a reasonable number.
Yeah, I think that's reasonable.
Yeah.
All right. Let's play the kind of... This is the dark, angsty song on the album. Worms.
Thank you.
Yuppies.
Yeah.
That was the dark side of yuppies, apparently.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, maybe this is kind of a common theme, that it's not like music that immediately grabs you as catchy, but sometimes that's the kind of music that is more interesting when you listen to it more, right?
Yeah. All of these, including like Faux Fur.
Yeah.
I definitely like that.
I think so.
Give it a couple listens and you can get stuff that you wouldn't expect to get stuck in your head, I think.
Maybe people should listen to this podcast like 5 times.
Yeah.
And then go and listen to the bands multiple times. Yeah. That's always a good idea. All right. I think that's what we've got, right?
Yeah.
So, now you're going to have to replenish your musical resources.
Yeah, I can do that.
Probably got like, 3 or 4 weeks before we'll need you again. I'm sure you'll find something. You'll find something out there.
I will.
Probably you'll be all over the new Arcade Fire album, so I won't be able to get you to stop talking about that.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm actually curious to hear it. I have no idea whether I'm going to like it or not. It's apparently going in a dance direction, an LCD sound system.
Murphy.
Yeah, that direction. So
yeah.
But you wanted to slug the guy that we saw with a reflector T-shirt.
It's just annoying.
It's like the album a month before the album comes out, and this guy had a shirt.
I guess there's a shirt for the song. That's still stupid.
Well, the album is called Reflector.
Yeah.
And the title track is Reflector. So I interpreted it as a shirt for the album.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, all right. So, but you didn't slug the guy. That's good. You don't slug people.
I try not to.
Yeah, I'm trying to raise a peaceful son.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks. We'll talk to people again in a week or 2 weeks or 3 weeks or whenever, but we'll try to keep the podcast coming. So,
all right.
We'll talk to you whenever we're back again, which will be probably in a week, with another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night.
Good night.
No, we can't go to Milwaukee tonight. I'm going to fall asleep. Because I'm going to fall asleep. Yeah, we can't do it.
You can contact this podcast by sending an email to willsband@yahoo.com or by posting a comment on the webpage willsband.net. You can also contact us through the Will's Band of the Week Facebook page or on Twitter @willsband. You can also, of course, download the podcast on iTunes, the Stitcher app, or any other podcasting app. The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you every week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin.